Windy City Queer Cast.
KXPet Podcast.
You're listening to the Spoiler Roy.
Welcome to my podcast. This is episode one of the Emerins podcast, so I thought I'd start out by telling you a little bit about where I hope to go with this. Kia ora and welcome to Aaron's Podcast, episode 208. Today is Sunday, March 28, 2010. Today is the third anniversary of the Aaron's Podcast, which is why I'm doing this rare weekend recording. And, of course, the main event today will be the drawing of the winner of the anniversary competition. But first, a few other bits and pieces. That unusual intro I had today was sort of an illustration of my journey to podcasting. In mid-2006-ish, I started listening to a podcast called Windy City Queercast, which was put out by the same people who do Windy City Times. They'd been a weekly radio show for quite a while, and for one reason or another, they switched to podcasting only. And, of course, that meant that they were freed from FCC rules, among other things, but there were other issues going on. I don't really know the whole background. But in those days, I didn't know that you could subscribe to a podcast through iTunes. As a matter of fact, I didn't really know what a podcast was. But I started listening to that because I'd been getting the newspaper's emails for quite a while, you know, one of those headline email things, and started listening to it. Well, that started getting me curious. And I did a search on iTunes under Gay, and I found the Gay Expat, which was the second podcast I started listening to. And listening to that, I found out about This Boy Elroy by Adam and started listening to that. And on Adam's site, I saw a link for Archer, and I started listening to Archer. And then through Archer, I met, or I should say discovered, all sorts of other podcasts, the Little Fatty Cast, QCast Connecticut, it was in those days, and also Podcast Soup. And through Podcast Soup, I found out about Feast of Fools and several other podcasts. I can't even remember all of them anymore. A lot of them are defunct. And that's how it started. And then after a while, I decided I was going to podcast myself, and the result was episode one, which was posted today in 2007, March 28th, 2007. There you go. That's a short history of the Aaron's Podcast. One of the things that podcasters never talk about for some reason is their download numbers, and I'm not going to break the code of silence, but I thought what I would do is tell you what the all-time most downloaded episode of all time, I think I said that already, is. And that is not an audio podcast. It's my first video called My New Zealand. Now, that is also available on YouTube, of course, and I think that some of the people must have been referred from YouTube. But it has been downloaded almost, 2.5 times as much as any audio podcast, which is ironic because it's a slideshow. It's all it is. It's not really a video. The number one audio episode was Amarin's 188, which is called Tangled Web. And it's way down. It's a distant second. But it's pretty far out in the front as far as audio podcasts go. But what's interesting is that only a few weeks ago, maybe it's a couple months ago now, my top most downloaded audio podcast was Amarin's 178, Live Show Gives Big Fatty Material. And that zoomed out ahead of all the others and was there for quite a while. And then, obviously, since then, the others have pulled out quite in front. So that was actually part of the reason why earlier this week I labeled an episode as episode 204, Big Fatty Was Wrong, because I want to see if having Big Fatty in the name of the podcast makes people download it more. We'll see how famous he really is, shall we? But he is no longer my most downloaded episode, at least not yet. But those are just a couple of little odds and ends that I don't normally share, don't normally talk about. But I know that anybody listening to this episode is probably not the least bit interested in that. They want to know if they won the goodies. And so now I'm going to bring in Nigel to draw the winner of the Airman's Podcast anniversary, and I'll do that right after I play the promo for the Airman's Podcast. It's probably a safe bet that most people have never heard it. It was the last thing I uploaded to Podomatic, and I haven't done much with it since. It needs to be updated, I think. But nevertheless, we'll be back right after this promo. What happens when a nice American boy meets a nice Kiwi boy and moves to the other side of the world to be with him? My name's Arthur, and that's my story. On my Airman's Podcast, I talk about that, about New Zealand, and some of the things I see looking at America from overseas. For more about the Airman's Podcast, go to airmanspodcast.com. That's A-M-E-R-I-N-Z podcast.com. Stop by anytime. I'll make a cup of tea for you. And joining me now is my special guest, the one who's going to draw the competition winner, Nigel. Say hello, Nigel.
Hello, Nigel.
I knew you were going to do that. You were the one who told me to get into to blogging long before I ever did. Of course, you'd live to regret that. But what did you think when you heard me say that I was going to start podcasting?
That you'd probably do two or three and then give up.
And here I am 3 years later. I'll have you know that you are the most frequently requested thing among my listeners. They always say, when are you going to have Nigel back? And I say, eventually. I think what they should do is that they should email in questions, and then we can have an Ask Nigel episode.
An Ask Nigel.
Well, you always say I have to interview you, and I can never think of anything to ask you.
Yeah, well, I run out of things to say. You know me.
Well, clearly I don't. I've been doing this for 3 years.
But yes.
But then, mind you, I can talk a lot.
That's true.
Well, I suppose we shouldn't keep the people waiting any longer.
We can start the bogus draw now. Oops, I mean, hey. The real draw.
Now, I told people that I was going to do this so that it was impossible to tell anyone from another. They're all identical.
That's a very nice yellow bucket.
Yes, it's the official Airman's Podcast yellow bucket. And everything is all in here. I'm going to shake it up a bit, and you can give it a couple shakes yourself. It's impossible for Nigel to see who he's drawing before he pulls it.
How many am I pulling?
Just one. This is one winner.
Okay.
Okay, and the winner is?
Oh, there's two. There's one. Oh, and the winner is?
Nessa!
Nessa!
Congratulations, Nessa. She'll be very happy to know that she's
won. What does Nessa get?
She gets the Kiwi prize pack filled with all sorts of lovely giftettes representing New Zealand.
And where is that?
Well, I haven't fully put it together yet.
Oh, okay.
I've been spreading it out over the month, but it does contain candy, of course. There's a magazine, there's all kinds of bits and pieces, some Kiwiana, all kinds of things like that. But yes, I wanted to do something a little bit different for the third anniversary. I didn't want to beg people to send me congratulation messages or anything like that, because, I don't know, that's all about me, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not about begging.
No, I'm not above begging. Certainly, I'm not above begging.
So, congratulations, Nessa.
Yes. And thank you for drawing the winner.
Okay, I'm back to the real world.
And I'll just say goodbye to the lovely people.
Goodbye, lovely people.
Bye. So, thank you, everyone who entered the competition, and thank you for listening to the Airman's Podcast. I do value each and every one of you. I mean, you know, sometimes it gets a bit repetitive to say that sort of thing, but I really do. The thing that has made this worthwhile for all of these 3 years has been the connections that I've made with people, whether it's other podcasters, it's listeners, it's both. It doesn't matter. The fact that we're making these connections from across the planet means a lot to me. So thank you all. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for being there. And I hope to be here for several more years to come. Now today, instead of my normal outro, I'm going to play my original outro, which I do on special occasions. But do leave a comment at airmanspodcast.com, or you can ring my listener line at 206-666-5172. Thanks for these past 3 years, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. My home is now-